Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Drive Time with Philip Boucher-Hayes on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a new and predictably confusing turn in the government's messaging around travelling outside the country. The government is now saying that people on job seekers' allowance will not be paid if they travel abroad. This comes after the controversy yesterday when Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that people in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment would not be paid if they went on holidays. But he also said that recipients of job seekers' allowance were free to travel. Now, either he was wrong about that or it has been changed in the meantime. I'm joined by two government TDs, Patrick Costello, Green Party TD for Dublin South Central, and Cormac Devlin, Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary. Patrick Costello, you first of all, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I think my initial reaction is that this is just a really unfair and badly handled situation. We have rules changing last minute, rule changes that aren't really being broadcast and are unfairly catching people out. But I think also ultimately this is, you know, raises more questions in terms of data protection and privacy, particularly in regard to the Department of Social Protection. If we are stopping people in the airport and interrogating them about their social welfare status and requesting their PPS number, we need clarity on if we are doing that in any sort of legal way. How is that data being transferred? Is it being done in a legal way? Is it proportional? Is there the proper purpose limitation? All the requirements within GDPR to protect people's fundamental freedoms.
Well, clarification was gotten from Dublin Airport, who said that they don't actually transfer any data. They have absolutely nothing to do with this. So one makes the assumption that it's the Immigration and Naturalisation Service, which is an arm of the Department of Justice, that does this effectively through passport control.
But again, that actually doesn't really clarify anything. It clarifies that the Dublin Airport are involved, but we're making the assumption it's passport control. Is it the airlines? Is it somebody else?
My point is, I suppose that it's the Department of Justice.
The department needs to make clear how it's getting this information and under what lawful way it's getting this. Because certainly when you're taking anybody's personal information under GDPR, there's basic concepts such as purpose limitation and consent.
Okay.
And is the information, when it is being collected, is the purpose being explained? Is the limits of that purpose being explained? Is consent being properly sought? Or, you know, what is the legal standing in which this
information is being gathered? None of that is clear at this point. And so let's await clarity of the data protection issues there and go back to the separation, the creation of two different classes of people, those who are free to travel without any financial penalty and those who are not, basically those who are in receipt of the PUP and the Dole. Is that something that a government that you're happy to continue to support, that a government that would do something like that?
Well, look, I'm raising questions with the minister in relation to this. I don't think it is very fair that we are doing this, that we are saying that some people can travel, that some people can't, that we are saying that the travel advisory is law, essentially, for one group of people because they are dependent on the state, where it's only a simple advisory for other people who are free to come and go. So I think, there's also been an overly harsh interpretation of a lot of the difficulties in, say, the self-quarantine period afterwards. But ultimately, I think this is a very unfair treatment of people who are in receipt of social welfare, and it's certainly something I will be challenging.
Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary, Cormac Devlin, would you agree?
Good evening, Philip and Patrick, and to your listeners. I've put in a parliamentary question to the minister, seeking answers on this, because I accept that there are more questions than answers in relation to this. And you referenced there the Taoiseach's comments, Leo Varadkar, yesterday on The Week in Politics. And he referenced Dublin Airport specifically, and you're right that they have denied any involvement in any data sharing. They've said that quite explicitly.
Okay. We have no clarity on the data sharing, so let's leave that aside and just go back and concentrate on people in receipt of job seekers' allowance who were always free to move as they wished, even if they were of very limited means, are now being told that they will forfeit their payment if they go abroad. Is that fair?
No, I don't think it is. And I actually think for even the people on the pandemic unemployment payment, those individuals, I wouldn't say they're job seekers. The reason why it's a different type of payment and it was a different category of payment is because many of those, unfortunately, their businesses were either advised to close or had to close in the face of the pandemic. And those individuals then, therefore, weren't available for work because ordinarily they would be in work. So the change has not been communicated well. Certainly it was unbeknown to many that there was going to be this severity of change. And given the fact that this has been established practice for so long, particularly for job seekers, as you referenced there, those individuals, they should be entitled to travel freely. Now, in fairness, I think the majority of people are going to holiday at home. They are heeding public advice, public health advice, and I think that's you know, standard enough at the present time because we still are in the height of the pandemic. However, I think the better use of resources would be that of people who are maybe coming into the country and checking whether they are self-isolating after 14 days, contact tracing and other measures in which this state can take in order to try and stop the spread of the pandemic from those who are travelling into it from abroad.
Patrick Costello, your colleague Cormac Devlin is saying unfair and not communicated well. You're saying unfair and badly handled. Here we are, just a couple of weeks really into the life of this government, and we have two backbench TDs out giving the government a kick in the shins.
Well, I think we're both saying things that are fair and accurate, that this was unfair, that this was handled badly. You know, and I think it's our duty to call out these things when we see them, when the government makes decisions that are unfair, when the government handles things badly. That's our role, you know, and that's what we're doing here right now. Both of us are asking questions. Both of us, you know, I've also put in PQ to the minister. I've been writing to the Data Protection Commissioner and liaising with others as well. I think ultimately at this point we have more questions than answers in relation to all of this. But, you know, we are doing what our job is, and that is to call out when we see the government making decisions that are poor, that are unfair, or that are handled badly. You know, the reality is that 100 people, over 100 people have already lost payments as a result of changes that were A, unfair, and B, not really well communicated. You know, it's been reported this afternoon that some of the changes in terms of the advice were only put up on the department's website today. So anyone who was previously looking for advice to do the right thing wasn't getting the right information and could easily have fallen foul of rule changes that weren't properly communicated. And that's just really not fair to anyone.
Cormac Devlin, I wonder, has there been a banana skin under the foot of every step taken by this government?
No, and I think it would be unfair to categorise it like that. And equally for either deputies, either like Patrick Costa or myself, to question these issues. That is our role. And in fairness to the government, it took a while to establish. Having three parties together wasn't an easy agreement to reach, but agreement was reached. And, you know, in the face of a pandemic, you're going to be making decisions. Not all of them will always be right, but there has to be a willingness to listen to all deputies, and particularly to the backbench deputies. And that's why I suppose I've communicated my dissatisfaction with the information that we've learned today.
Okay, but would you be willing to concede, as Heather Humphrey said on the news at one today, that we are in the middle of a pandemic, so the government is duty bound to use every tool it possibly can, every social engineering mechanism that it possibly can, in order to encourage people to stay at home, and that is all that is going on here now?
No, I see. I would take a step back from that. I would say that those who have been in receipt of job seekers, or indeed the pandemic unemployment, many of those people will holiday at home anyway. That's a given. But I have had communication from people who, for one reason or another, may have to travel to some of the green list countries. And there's question marks now whether they're going to have a financial penalty for that. And I think that's the basis in which we question it. And I think that
it's a pretty small Venn diagram, really, isn't it? The people who are travelling to Greenland overlapped with the people who are in receipt of PUP.
Correct. Yes, it is. And furthermore, I mean, since May, for example, there's been a 52% drop of people who are in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment. So it shows that people may have booked, say, a holiday in December or January of this year, hoping to go away later in the year. And now they're in receipt of PUP or job seekers. And then they're being told there's going to be a financial penalty for them as well on top of that. So I think that's just unfair. It hasn't been communicated well. There's still question marks over this, over comments made by the minister and indeed by the Taoiseach yesterday. They need to be clarified. Hopefully I'll get clarity with the parliamentary question, okay, as will Deputy Costello, and we can clarify the issue.
Cormac Devlin, Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary, and Patrick Costello, Green Party TD for Dublin South Central, both members of the government or supporters of the government. We did ask for actually for a government spokesperson on this issue, but we were told that Minister Heather Humphreys had spoken earlier on today on the news at 1.